WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. And let's get going with Dr. Lonnie Smith. Thank you. Dr. Lonnie Smith from his 2006 release called Jungle Soul. And of course, that was the Eddie Harris composition, Freedom Jazz Dance, one made popular by Miles Davis. But a very unique and funky sound put down there by Dr. Lonnie Smith on Hammond organ. And also on that is Peter Bernstein on guitar, and Matt Ballesteros also on guitar, and Allison Miller on drums and percussion. All right, this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Welcome, listeners. Glad you can join me for a couple of hours of great jazz music here on WHUS. And tomorrow is Father's Day, and as is probably being done on radio stations, jazz radio stations all over the country, they'll be playing this song coming up next. This is Horace Silver's Song for My Father, but we're going to hear a completely different rendition of that. This one performed by the great bass player, Victor Wooten. Beautiful, yes. That was Jimmy Green from his album Mission Statement. And we heard the track Fathers and Sons. And that's from his latest release, Mission Statement. And that one features Jimmy Green on tenor sax, Lars Lund on guitar, Xavier Davis on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. Let's see when that was recorded. That was recorded back in 2009, Jimmy Green. And Jimmy Green's going to be performing here in the Hartford area on Thursday. This coming Thursday at the Pump House over in Bushnell Park here in Hartford as part of the Umoja Jazz Festival here in Hartford. So that'll be on Thursday nights at the Pump House Gallery, as I said. So come on down. It's going to be a great summer concert series and a great concert to start things off on Thursday with Jimmy Green. So make sure you check that out. Before that, we heard from Victor Wooten from the album Palm Mystery. And we heard Song for My Father on that. A lot of different players on that. Let me just mention Jeff Coffin did that great sax solo. And Victor Wooten just did an incredible smoking job there on the bass. All right, time now, 6:22. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to do a little Father's Day set. We started out doing that with Victor Wooten and Jimmy Green. We're going to continue on with George Coleman from an album recorded back in the 80s, 1987, live at Yoshi. We're going to hear his composition, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Roy Haynes from the album Birds of a Feather. And let's see, that one goes back to, the year 2001 was a release date on that. And maybe you recognize that number there, although it kind of went off in a kind of its own direction. But that was My Heart Belongs to Daddy. And I remember that song, of course, from Marilyn Monroe. Birds of a Feather, Roy Haynes. And that has an amazing cast of characters on that one. That is Roy Haynes, of course, playing the drums, as he has done for so many years, playing on so many important, great albums in jazz. Along with Roy Haynes is Dave Holland on bass, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Kenny Garrett playing the alto sax, and Dave Kokoski on piano. So that's quite a group playing there. Roy Haynes, Birds of a Feather, is the name of that album. Before that, we heard from Cannonball Adderley from one of the great albums in jazz, I would say. The album's called Something Else from way back in 1958. And we heard the track called One for Daddy-O. And that one, again, has a great, great cast. As you'll soon find out, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax. Miles Davis as a rare appearance as a sideman on an album, not as a leader, at least since the Charlie Parker days anyway. Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. So that's a fine, fine group as well. Way back, as I said, 1958. Cannonball Adderley, One for Daddy-O. And we started out that set some time ago with George Coleman from his album Live at Yoshi's. And that was recorded back in 1987. And George Coleman, a really great tenor sax player, came to prominence playing for Miles Davis, along with many other great groups that he's been in. Along with George Coleman on that, though, is Harold Mayburn on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Alvin Queen on the drums. And that track was entitled Father. So as you've seen, we've been playing a Father's Day theme throughout most of tonight's show. So I hope you dug that. All right, time now is 6:48. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Let me take this opportunity to mention my website and my podcast. You can check that out by going to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you'll see a link to my podcast, so you can subscribe to that through iTunes. Play it right there on the site. You can look at all of the playlists from the past podcasts and shows that I've done. And also you can hook up to one of my several social networking links. So you can friend me on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, or check out my YouTube channels. Lots more over at www.jazzandbeyond.com. So why don't you check that out, along with the website of this great radio station. You can check out whus.org, and you can see the playlists there as well. You can maneuver around to my dedicated section there by following the DJ name. Click on the DJ link for Ken Laster, and from there you can see my playlists, my blogs, lots of other stuff. So why don't you head over to whus.org. Also the blogs of all of the great DJs here at the radio station. So very interesting to check that out. All right, we're going to continue on now with some more music. Next up is Branford Marsalis from, we're going to sort of keep to the Father's Day theme here, because this is from an album entitled Footsteps of Our Fathers, and we're going to hear the John Coltrane composition from A Love Supreme. This is Resolution. Thank you. Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. We'll be right back. That is great. Antonio Sanchez from his latest release entitled New Life. And we heard the track called The Real Mac Daddy. And when we saw this group play, when we saw Antonio Sanchez play in New York City, he introduced this song as written for the saxophone player Donnie McCaslin, because he was a father and he was the big Mac Daddy, the real Mac Daddy. And that's what this song was written about. That is Antonio Sanchez on drums, Dave Binney on alto sax, Donnie McCaslin, as I just said, on tenor sax, John Escrete on piano and Fender Rhodes, Matt Brewer on bass. That is a fine album with Antonio Sanchez not only doing some great drumming, but really showing his writing and arranging skills as well. Before that, we heard from Branford Marsalis and his quartet from the album Footsteps of Our Fathers, keeping with Father's Day. And we heard, of course, from John Coltrane's A Love Supreme Suite, we heard Resolution. And that is Branford Marsalis on sax, Eric Rivas on bass, Jeff Tane Watts on drums, and Joey Calderazzo on piano. And that's a great quartet, maybe a quartet with the chops to emulate the greatness of the original John Coltrane quartet. I really like Branford Marsalis's rendition of A Love Supreme on that album. That album also features great compositions by Sonny Rollins and Ornette Coleman as well. A really fine album, one I would very highly recommend. Branford Marsalis Quartet's Footsteps of Our Fathers.